Australia. Australia will hold a federal election on May 3rd, with Prime Minister Anthony Albanese announcing the date from Parliament House on Friday. The contest is predicted to be a closely fought battle, with opinion polls showing a slim margin between the ruling Labour Party and the opposition Liberal National Coalition. The election campaign is expected to focus heavily on cost of living pressures, a key concern for Australian voters. Albanese, seeking a second term, has pledged measures such as expanded free healthcare, reduced student debt, and tax cuts to ease financial strain. "It was always going to take more than 3 years to clean up 10 years of mess," Albanese said, referencing the previous coalition government. Liberal National Coalition leader Peter Dutton has countered with a message of economic caution, arguing that Australia cannot afford another term under Labour. "The question Australians need to ask is our country better off today than 3 years ago?" Dutton stated. He blamed Labour for worsening financial hardships, pledging to curb government spending, reduce immigration, and lower energy and fuel costs. Dutton, a former police officer and longtime parliamentarian, has held key ministerial roles in health, immigration, defence, and home affairs. With voting mandatory in Australia, both major parties are gearing up for a highly contested race. To form a majority government, either Labour or the Liberal National Coalition must secure at least 76 of the 150 seats in the House of Representatives. As Election Day approaches, the stakes are high for both leaders. Albanese is urging Australians to stay the course, while Dutton is promising a sharp policy shift.